One way that schools can provide climate change education to their students is with some outside help. That's how Woodland Hills School District in Allegheny County became the first in Pennsylvania to pass a climate change resolution.
I'm Katie Modick. I'm the executive director of Communitopia.
It's a Pittsburgh-based nonprofit that aims to slow climate change and build resilient communities through education. Modick and another part-time educator take a ready-made climate curriculum right into schools with a little individual tweaking.
We call it a climate kit, and it's just reusable. So everything is laminated so I can just use it again with another group.
Modick pulls out a huge binder with a pencil case that has all the tools kids need to do the activities in the book. One page is an air quality map of air pollution hotspots in Allegheny County.
We also have then an overlay, which is just one of those transparencies that have the major point sources of pollution in Pittsburgh. And so kids find where their school is and where they live, and they start to make some connections with some of the air quality issues in our region.
One source of pollution on the sheet is U.S. Steel's Edgar Thompson Works in Braddock. And that's why Communitopia reached out to Woodland Hills School District. Communitopia focuses on environmental justice communities, where residents are impacted by things like industrial pollution, traffic density, and lack of trees.
And so we look at the history of when we started to burn fossil fuels and what started to happen in our atmosphere as a result, and looking at the carbon spike and how that aligns with the temperature rise.
Modick uses a funny Communitopia video to link climate change with certain types of emissions.
The short-lived climate pollutants that are the biggest problem for health are black carbon, a type of soot, ozone, a major part of smog. Is it me, or does black carbon sound like one of those action movies from the 70s?
Modick says teaching climate science and local impacts is just the first part of her 90-minute presentation.
The majority really is about empowering students to find their voice within that and identify what stands out to them, if they have any lived experiences that they want to talk about, and then plugging them into different solutions.
She says solutions lift kids out of the doom and gloom of climate change. At Woodland Hills, the solution portion of the class became about civic engagement. Students wrote letters to the people who represent them, the Woodland Hills School Board, telling them why they were concerned about climate change and urging them to adopt a climate resolution to fight it. And they did.
So whereas children represent a particularly vulnerable group because greenhouse gases emitted to the atmosphere will continue to accumulate over the coming decades and will profoundly impact our current students throughout their lives, as well as the lives of future generations. I think this part is particularly impactful because it's something that they're going to hear more and more as time continues, and it's something that's going to affect them over their lifetime. I also think this is impactful because I have my own children, and this is something that I think about with them also.
That's Margot Everhart. It was her 8th grade honor science class at Woodland Hills that worked with Communitopia and wrote the letters. The resolution was passed last summer and establishes a climate change committee to recommend district-wide changes, from more climate-friendly food service, like reducing waste, to engaging with local and state officials on climate policy.
Woodland Hills is like taking a stand for it and actually putting a resolution and passing it and stuff like that. And I like the fact that my school is doing it because not everyone looks at their school as the best. So knowing that my school is one of the first schools to do it, it's empowering.
My name is Tierra Bush and I'm a 9th grade freshman. And I like learning about all the things in biology and everything like about the cells and like the inside of the body.
Tierra Bush was in that 8th grade class that Katie Modick taught last year.
Well, after the program with Ms. Modick, I looked more into it and a couple of my friends did, and we like discussed about it and talked about it and see how like it truly was affecting like the world and stuff like that.
And how pollution and climate change could be affecting her family. Her brother has asthma.
We have a lot of students have been through a lot and they've experienced a lot. So when we see them wanting to come to school, excited about school and excited about learning and excited about teaching others, because that's a true process of learning is when you could teach someone else.
Dr. Philip Woods is Woodland Hills High School principal. He says he'll do everything he can to nurture the students' climate group, even fundraising. He says having an outside expert like Communitopia come into the school is a big help to get something like a climate initiative started, when schools and teachers have standardized tests and so many other things to do. And he's excited about the opportunities the climate group has opened up for his students, like speaking at a local climate summit. This in a school that's gotten bad press for safety and lack of attendance.
The reason why some students are not attending school is because they don't feel like they have a purpose. They don't feel like they have a place. This program has provided that for students.
Teacher Margot Everhart says about a dozen students are participating in the informal climate group now.
I think it's really important because this is the first time that I saw a group of students really take ownership of something really outside of the classroom and just run with it.
I like that my voice can be heard and that people are actually listening to me and like understanding me. Like, I'm a child, but yes, I do want to make a change, and I want to make the change a bigger deal than what it already is.
What do you hope will happen as a result of this resolution and the work that you guys are doing?
Like, more students will join and understand, like, instead of talking about, like, hey, let's do this, let's do that, like, come to the meetings and come and speak your mind if you feel free to do it, and that later on when we all do graduate, that it's a conversation still having if it's not yet fixed, that it will be.
So would you say that the Woodland Hills initiative is a success?
100%, yes. And there's really invested, talented individuals who keep showing up. With that kind of energy, you can move mountains. Like, it's a success. We couldn't say at this point in time, like, we have effectively reduced greenhouse gas emissions by this amount, but it's a work in progress.
Katie Modick of Communitopia is working with the adult version of the Woodland Hills Climate Committee, school board members, people from the community, and the district's curriculum director with student liaisons. They're meeting monthly since January, researching climate curriculum recommendations for K-12, and starting an audit of the school's operations to eventually improve efficiency and reduce greenhouse gases.
You know, you feel really good being part of something that is so critical at this time.
And we should mention that Communitopia's work is funded by the Heinz Endowments, which also funds the Allegheny Front. You're listening to The Allegheny Front. I'm Kara Holsapple.